This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead End Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inge. Joining me on the show, we have Spike.
What up, though?
Shelton.
What's happening?
And Nick.
What's going on?
Yep. FIFO will, he is on the way. So,
That's what he said, though.
He'll be here, I guess. He'll be here. But yeah, man, football is back. As usual, we are going to do our top five position picks. Then, of course, leading up to week one. And we're going to do, of course, pick the division winners, Super Bowl picks. You know how we do it every single year. I have things planned for this year. So I'm looking forward to implementing them, trying to bring on a producer to help amplify the show. Maybe a different look and stuff like that. But one of the things that has been done is for those of you that listen to the podcast, listen to us on Spotify because you can also now watch us. Video podcasts are up now on Spotify. So if you want to catch the show replay, then you can watch it on YouTube or you can watch it on Spotify. And everywhere else, you can listen to the audio. So that's one new thing that we're rolling out this year. And make sure you guys follow us on all the socials as well. It's Dead End Sports everywhere. And next week, Madden is returning. So we're bringing the league back as well. Spike, are you joining us?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
This nigga waited 10 years to get a PS5.
Yeah.
He was dead. You was dead ass, bro. This nigga told me early. He was like, I'm not about to do this goofy shit where I have to go on Twitter, or at the time it was called Twitter, and go, you know how we had to go find the links for the stores where they was at and all that shit? He was like, I ain't doing all that. I'm going to wait till they get in. He said, when they on the shelf.
Right. I can go white in the store. Like, give me a PS5. All right. Let me walk in the back.
People could have got you straight.
He kept trying, but Spike went
Spike
serious.
Wasn't trying to,
that's what it
he
was.
Wasn't
Spike
trying
was
to go
serious.
Over asking price. He knew how much
it was.
And, yeah, and I wanted it to be like.
It wasn't even.
Price.
It was at regular price.
Yeah,
that's
had
why.
It.
I think I told him, I said Spike ain't serious about it. He ain't serious about
well,
it.
Well, I finally got it now. We in the go. Yep.
Cool. Well, you know, it's your second season with us, bro. So,
I'm excited.
The people excited to have you back. So
we low key jacked this shit because it wasn't he the one that had the league. We just took it over.
Oh yeah!
Oh, you talking about the league?
I'm talking about Dead End Sports, but yeah, with Madden, yeah,
it was. League, yeah.
He did invite us
I
in.
Happily, yeah, you got that.
And then
y'all ready? Way better than I was.
Oh, man. So you started to make?
I did. Yep. They running.
He invited
way
us.
They doing a great job.
I think Nick mentioned it too. Yeah. Yeah. Now we got a whole thing planned for this year. So
taking it way.
It should be really dope.
They taking it. But second year being here, I've been looking forward to it. I'm ready to talk football.
But this your second year.
He started last
year. Last year was your first year?
Yeah.
I've been feeling like I've been hearing his shitty ass tips for a minute.
I've been schooling you.
You got 5 years.
We had about 3 seasons with the nigga.
I've been schooling you for so long. That's what it feels like, bro.
3 seasons with this nigga.
I can see it. I can understand it, bro. That's maybe whooping my ass for that. Just been a year.
Shit. All right, man. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the show.
I guess I got to kick the can till FIFA get here. So we're going to talk about some bullshit for a little bit, which means, Lou, we're going to talk about the NBA. it's been a minute since we talked about some shit. So Jaylen Brown recently got paid. We probably talked about this amongst ourselves, but not on the show. The Celtics have agreed to a 5-year, $304 million deal, which is the richest in NBA history at the moment. Lou. Was this a deal that had to be done?
Yeah. You didn't have too many other options if you're a Celtic GM, front office people. You got to pay Jaylen Brown his money because, I mean, if you trade him, what you're going to get back? It doesn't seem like that there was a big market for anything coming back for Jaylen Brown. So the Celtics had to make him the highest paid, quote unquote, player until the next player signed a deal. It was a lot more bullshit than it was solid stuff. Like, they just didn't have any other option. Like, we got to play him with Tatum. We made it to the finals. What would people say if we didn't sign him?
That's how you feel, Ken?
When I saw it, it made sense. Go ahead and lock him up. And I think it just shows they're committed to these guys. This is the duo. And you can't really argue against the results. You know, playoff appearances.
Conference title.
Finals.
Yeah. Won two games in the finals.
He's been to the conference finals, what, 6 out of 7 seasons? That's crazy, bro. I don't think any other duo has been that. Outside of like Jordan and them, but even then they ain't go straight.
But right. Even when you say that, it don't seem like they were close though, right? It doesn't seem like damn the Celtics almost.
It's only based off like they played LeBron, what?
But it still it never seemed like it was really close. It didn't seem like that. Damn man, they're a year away. Like I never thought that watching them. I just always thought
that's because of the head coach. I think that's mostly because of the head coach.
Yeah, and the biggest thing it was we always talk about Joel Embiid and Giannis and these guys. You always thinking that they're going to be the ones to make it. So, they really get counted out a lot when it comes to them and their talent. But that duo was pretty solid.
Was he worth the contract?
Yeah, he was. Just keep him locked up. Lock up both those guys and build around them.
That's a little $600 million plus. Once, because Jason Tatum gonna be signed next season. Mm-hmm. 600 plus between two players.
Yeah. And you for the pay point, KP too.
Nah, cause they already paid KP what he brought.
They already paid. Yeah. So yeah, they'll be straight. And then you know, I think they'll just the revenue for the league is just gonna go up.
Yeah.
So I think you know at some point you're gonna look at that and be like, all right, it's whatever.
It's a deal.
I agree that they had to do it. They ain't got no other choice. But does this push, like, with the KP addition, too, like, does this push them over? Like, are they a top? Are they the number ones, you know?
They're the same thing they were.
Are they the number one team in the East?
They should be.
Top three.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always the case. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Three. That's not saying much.
To me, they are the top.
Are they the best team in the East?
Yeah. Because no. 2 and 3, they got the best second and third place.
Who was better?
Philadelphia and Milwaukee still better.
Fuck out of here. Mm-mm. Milwaukee, I mean, Philadelphia just lost their second
best player.
Philadelphia
and Milwaukee got better players.
Milwaukee don't have a second best player.
No, they don't.
Moment.
They have a – so like they always say in playoff series, the best player can give you so many games.
You can't win.
If you play in the Celtics in any playoff series, the best player in the series is going to be Embiid or it's going to be Giannis.
You can't win a playoff
Tatum is third.
With one player.
It's gonna be important.
Not if you're going against a duo.
If Embiid wake up and dominate against the Celtics, they win in that series.
When has he ever done that? Give me a time that gives me a point in time where you've seen him
dominate. You bet against him?
Huh?
You betting on Tatum doing that before him?
I'm betting on.
Would you bet on Tatum and Brown doing something more solid than Giannis or Embiid?
What team are you saying is going against Philly?
Can I answer this question? I can bet on it happening again because it has already happened. It's history. It's historical fact.
They had a game
that Boston puts Philly out in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
And
James so, yeah, Harden. We can bet on
that's
them.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, any team you're saying outside of Philly, I'm picking the other team. It's always I'm picking the field if it's going against Philly. Because Philly hasn't been on the second round. Philly hasn't been on the second round since
Milwaukee
AI.
Milwaukee and Philly going into the next year.
Hmm?
I would still take.
I'm with you on Milwaukee, but
not
Philly, bro.
Yeah, not Philly.
Can't do it.
Milwaukee don't have a number two player. Middleton ain't shit no more. Jrue Holiday trying to ship his ass out, so that means they don't look at him as shit. And then what you gonna got? Splash Mountain? Come on.
It depends on who they bring in.
Crackhead Bobby.
The toughness to replace Marcus Smart. And
it's KP.
I don't think that's it.
No toughness.
There's no. KP's
talent, but not toughness.
I don't think Marcus Smart was an asset towards that.
He was a heart and soul of that team.
The last two seasons, I know he got the defensive player of the year, but it was just like.
He kept that team like.
You can't say but when you had defensive player of the year is big.
Yeah, but what that mean? What that got him?
It means that like when Tatum don't step up.
Yeah, what was you about to say, Shay? You were about to
where
say
they
shit.
Are. He was guarding the hardest matchup.
He was guarding who? He was guarding Steph? Who was he guarding? Lou, who did he guard? He got Draymond?
He was the defensive
player. Who did he guard?
Did he guard
Jordan? Jordan Poole?
Whoever they needed him to guard.
The nigga splashed around this motherfucker, bro. Like it was a kiddie pool.
He was the defensive player of the year.
He was?
He added
where was it? Where? When was this?
He added heart and soul.
What was that in the finals?
He added heart and soul to that team. It's
oh,
gone
okay.
Now. Now the heart and
this
soul
nigga
coming
added
from
sugar
cake.
And spice and everything nice. That's what you're saying. Fuck out of here. towards the last, especially this past season, what's his name? Derek White. Derek White was doing more shit than Marcus Smart. Yeah, that's why they got his ass up out of here. I do like him going to Memphis, but at this point in time, if Boston ain't the best team in the East, what are they?
The third best team in the East.
They title contenders.
They are.
Real quick before we get to the NFL, some shit. Bronny had cardiac arrest. Mm.
Yeah.
Is this something that we need to monitor?
Yeah. They went to see a specialist today, I think. It was him and LeBron.
This nigga be out of line. He could text Savannah, like, what happened?
I wish I could.
who said that? How you know what they said?
They went to
the
Mayo Clinic today.
Mayo?
Yeah.
This nigga get his information from Oscar Mayer, boy.
They did, man. Look it up. They did. They would go see Dr. Andrews.
Nah, but I do think, like, to have this
in Alabama? Mm-hmm. The one that operated on niggas' arms?
He do everything.
Oh, I thought he was the Tommy John surgery guy. Mm-mm. I don't know, bro. I need you out. Looking at my heart.
I just find it interesting that this happened to a young kid.
I'm sorry,
in
Minnesota.
Practice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I think this may be, I hope it's not, because you know this is what happened.
You think it's the vaccine?
Nah, I don't think it's the vaccine.
Threw you a fastball.
I heard about that. Some nigga saying that.
That was a heater.
I heard about that. It ain't the vaccine. Niggas want money from that vaccine so bad. Niggas waiting for that 2 a.m. commercial to come out. If you took Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson back in 2020, and you are suffering these symptoms, please call us for a large lump sum.
Yeah, I don't need that shit to be real, bro.
Let me ask y'all, though. If you LeBron, and this is a serious or even semi-serious, and they said, man, we really can't tell you if he play again, like if something may happen to him, may not. Would you encourage him not to play? I mean, he don't have to play basketball, right?
Yeah, how rich is LeBron?
Billionaire. Okay. He on track for a billion.
And how locked up is he with Nike?
Super locked.
Forever.
So I can say, Bronny, you can run LeBron division.
So what if
make
he
these shoes
you?
Better?
What
yeah.
if he said, Dad,
make these shoes like
dream.
Jordan.
What if he said, Dad, this is my dream?
I'm like, all right, well, nigga, wake up. Reality check, motherfucker. Do you want to live or die on the grounds of life? Ball ain't life, nigga. Fuck what you heard.
Yeah, nah, he going to have to live through his brother, Bryce.
Bryce. Y'all going to say he ain't Bryce anyway.
Chill out. That's foul, but it's true. Bryce looked like he one of them. He like he could be one of them ones.
I don't know, man. You talking going off that highlight reel?
I keep saying that Bryce playing against YMCA
whack,
players. They look like the Washington Generals.
So bad.
First of all,
I thought I was gonna see.
First of all,
Bryce looked like he played for the Globetrotters.
He do. Them the Washington Generals, man. Them boys be looking. I'm like,
first of all, y'all,
kid?
This nigga is 14. They're not. It's not gonna be Paul George's. around the where he at. Wait till he gets to college age. That's when you're gonna see him put the muscle on.
Give me somebody nice.
We're gonna wait to college. It's just the fact that he's able to do these things at a young age. That means he's gonna be better by the time he gets there. So that's when he gets to the competition, he's gonna be ahead of the game.
I hope so.
Yeah, if I was LeBron.
Same thing, Melo. Melo's son gonna be mean. Nasty.
Yeah, that's different.
I
now
he
got
a midget today.
Melo a kid of the divorce kid. You know, them motherfuckers be balling.
They got a whole nother type.
Bryce don't know what the hell he about to run into.
But if I was LeBron, I wouldn't force it, though. If the doctor told me that anything possibly could go wrong with my son, I would try to talk Bronny out of playing D1 basketball. Come on over here. Like
it's hard to tell.
Work the
it's
LeBron
hard to have
division,
that
bro. Work the LeBron division.
It'd be hard to have that conversation.
I get you a job
at
Nike with the Cavs, with the Heat. Like, just tell me what you want to do, but you're not hooping.
Mm. Damn, they must have been cooking him in practice.
Chill out, bro. They said they were saying the pressure of being LeBron's son is what I was like, bro. Y'all foul.
He
listen.
Couldn't take
y'all
it.
Y'all foul.
You know, Shaq's son had heart issues too.
I don't know if it's not the same thing, but he did have. Yeah. He had to stop. He didn't go to the league.
What issues Magic son have?
Oh yeah. Hey, I ain't want
to.
I ain't want to laugh.
Trying to get us. He's trying. We just
why he playing, bro?
Welcome back.
Hey, I'm just asking.
It seemed like these basketball. Oh, okay, I'm just curious.
He like a different kind of sport.
It's a whole other thing.
It's a whole other kind of balls he playing with. Shout out to EJ though. EJ out here killing it. EJ killing it.
Yeah. So man, that one when he said he looked like Fantasia, bruh.
EJ out here killing it, boy.
Oh, man.
He's the same height as Mash.
That is, yeah, boy. EJ come over your shoulder, Lou. You ain't gonna know what to do. He ain't gonna know what to do, boy.
I might have to shoot EJ.
He gonna show you some magic, Lou. He gonna show you magic on the Johnson.
Man.
EJ gonna get shot. You 6'7", man.
I said, I ain't never seen no size 16 sound. Hey,
like, man, they say your name Spike, huh?
What that mean?
He said, Luforia.
Oh, shit. EJ get shot.
Oh, man.
Hurt.
Y'all, let's move on, bro. All right, let's get out to this NFL shit. I can't kick the can too long.
Nah.
I got two more kick the can questions, actually.
What about college football?
What about it, nigga? You see the Pac-12 done, nigga.
Pac-4.
I honestly think college football is going to end up being like professional sports. We just got two conferences. It's going to be East Coast versus like Midwest, East Coast versus West Coast, South.
I thought I heard today Carolina and Oregon. California and Oregon. We're looking to join the ACC.
Mm-hmm. No. Like, oh, you talking? No. UCLA and USC joining Big Ten.
Yeah.
It's only four teams left in the Pac-12.
Yeah, because
that's crazy.
Because Oregon left and Arizona left, and Colorado went to the Big 12.
That's ridiculous. Hey,
Big 12 is where UC's at too. I'm hoping to go to a Colorado game. I'm hoping to see Deion and shit when I go back to Cincinnati. But yeah, I think it's just
over with for college football as we knew it.
It's gonna be just three conferences at this point.
You trying to see the Buffaloes?
Probably two.
Hell yeah.
Probably two conferences, like just like the NFL, AFC. NFL.
Well, SEC is going to have to be one. I'm just saying it's going to be SEC, Big Ten.
And then you got
right now everybody going to the Big 12. Big 12 was a bid.
It's going
to
be Big Ten, SEC, and that's it.
Big 12, like Big 25.
16 in each, and the best go to the playoff at the end of the year. They're going to figure it out from there.
They should. They shouldn't go over eight. They keep it at eight playoff teams.
You can go to 16.
No, hell no. 16 is way too much. You're letting some scraggly ass niggas in at that point.
I just did that out of nowhere.
That's Lou emo playlist. That's what he play whenever the Cowboys lose.
I said a song for EJ.
Let's get to real football talk. Louie, now, hey, football season less than 30 days away, less than a month away. First game is September 7th, Detroit Lions going to Kansas City. But before we get to that, we can stick to the AFC West as far as the division because somebody else got paid outside of Jaylen Brown and is right now currently the highest paid NFL player in NFL history.
Mm.
Justin Herbert and the Chargers have agreed to a five-year, $262 million deal. Jeez. Ken, is this a good deal for the Chargers?
So right now he is the highest paid quarterback. Before him, who was the highest paid quarterback?
It was Lamar Jackson.
Bro, these boys, they good.
They good.
These damn white folks good, bro. They won.
And you know what I was thinking the whole time? Remember that point I brought up? Anytime a running quarterback gets paid, maybe the one exception is Jalen Hurts. You always got to hear their mouth. It's always a back and forth organization. Lamar had to demand a trade before he got his money, before he could have his hair blown out.
And just like that, they
and we ain't know nothing about Justin Herbert. We just heard that out of nowhere. It's like, oh yeah, he signed the highest paid. Nigga ain't have no negotiation. He was just waiting.
He's waiting to see what them boys were gonna do.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yep. So anyway, they gonna make sure. The white person will always earn more
sunshine.
Than black.
He's literally sunshine.
But yeah, for real. But for Herbert, yeah, I think it's a good deal. Yeah, I think it is. He can play, so we know that he's definitely a franchise QB. So there are no issues there. So now it's just a matter of, okay, go ahead, what you got?
All right, fuck the question I asked. Is there pressure on him? What are your expectations?
What kind of pressure? I don't know if there's ever really pressure on white.
What are your expectations for the Chargers after this, with this news of his payday?
Same as before. When you got a quarterback like him that looks like he has everything that he needs to win, and it's win, get to a Super Bowl, win a Super Bowl, at least get to a freaking Super Bowl. Yeah. You know, you don't necessarily have to win it, but at least get there. It would be nice if you did. But yeah, now it's all about winning the ring. That's it. Yeah.
At this point, he got to dethrone Patty. And I mean, he got to have a better season than Patrick Mahomes at this point, because he has all the talent around him. He has a better wide receiver room. You know, he got a better running back. So he has a better core. His defense is stout. You got everything you need around you better than Kansas City except for quarterback. So it's up to you to push that team over the hump.
And on top of that, now that you are getting all of that money, that's less money to go elsewhere. So you will have to start carrying these teams, and they are going to have to draft well.
They surrounded him with weapons. They got the dude from TCU, Quentin Johnson,
mm-hmm.
as your third wide receiver.
They got everything. They got what they need to win.
They gonna ask him to win the division at start
this season.
Yeah, you got to win the division. I'll play Patrick Mahomes, like you said. Have a home playoff game where y'all ain't got to go to Kansas City to win, to get to the Super Bowl. As long as he does that, I don't know if he has to have a Super Bowl berth within the next year or 2 years, but by year three from now, from signing this contract, the expectation would be that they are Super Bowl contenders, I would say.
To me, he needs to win a playoff game. He need to rectify that playoff loss. You can't be up by 27 or whatever the fuck he was up by. And then continue to be paid as the highest player and have all these white people talk about you like you're the next coming of John Elway. Like, fuck out of here.
Right.
Like, that's my expectation. Win a playoff game. Go take your team to the next step. He don't have to get to a Super Bowl for me or even win a division this season. He just needs to show that he is that dude. He's a franchise QB. Because right now the stats don't match the wins. It don't make sense. You can't say that he broke all these records and then this nigga lost to Trevor Lawrence after he threw four picks.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
He got to make the playoffs, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He has to win a playoff game. At this point, I have, outside of the Chiefs, and that's only because they got the best court, they have the best player in the NFL. The AFC is such a crapshoot, bro. One of them good teams is not going to make it, first of all. And second of all, I don't know how the season's going to go. I just know that you have to be there.
Yeah.
For you to be known as a good QB, you got to be in there. Like, that means pressure's on Russ. That whole division, pressure's on Russ, pressure's on Herbert, pressure's on Rodgers, pressure's on Burrow, pressure's on Lamar, pressure's on Allen, pressure's on outside of Patty. Patty the only one that ain't really got pressure because he's like, nigga,
I've done this.
I've been doing it 5 years straight. I've been waiting for y'all to catch up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got two.
Pressure's on Lawrence.
Facts.
They talking about Calvin really coming back hot.
Deshaun Watson too. All
Deshaun Watson, that's 8 or 9 teams. There's only 7 playoff spots. That means 2 teams ain't gonna make it.
And that's crazy. That's crazy that they're not gonna make it even.
So that's my expectation. You gotta.
I need more than one playoff. I need more than one.
Because he ain't a winner to me. So I ain't gonna ask more than that.
Daniel Jones won a playoff game. So that's like.
He ain't Daniel Jones. moving forward, Lou, of course, we're going to have to talk about your team, bro. I want to bring a spotlight because Trayvon Diggs, didn't he put a spotlight on that nigga too?
Stop.
Isn't that his name, Trayvon?
Yeah, I think it's Cowboys, Trayvon. I think that is Trayvon Diggs.
Lou.
Yeah.
Who gets more respect in America, Dak Prescott or black women? Because we already talked off camera. Yeah. We said black women right now. Tory got 10 years. Black women up. You know what I'm saying? Dak Prescott can get called a bitch ass nigga in practice for doing the right play.
definitely black women, but. That's training camp stuff, man. Like, people try to make it more than what it was because it was the Cowboys, because it was Dak Prescott. bitch ass nigga. Like, he's came out even before then and been in interviews and talked about Dak's leadership or whatnot. It's just training camp.
Let me ask you a question. Did you hear what other people have said about the, like, other NFL players? They're like, I've never, like, the niggas who was with Brady, the niggas who been with Burrow, like, Rodgers, like, they was like, I've never even thought about saying that to that nigga before. And then you hear Trayvon doing this, and they over here talking about some, Dak talking about some, oh, yeah, I welcome that in the locker room. I'm the one out. You should have heard me what I said. I'm like, nigga, Dak, shut the fuck up.
He would have been out of there, bro. I would have.
If you think about football, it, think about if Greg Jennings said that to Aaron Rodgers.
Gone. And they,
we seen Cam Newton do this in Carolina when he got
and where he at? Where he at?
Cussing out kids.
But what I'm saying is it happens. Like,
nah, I don't.
It does happen.
It don't.
Cam Newton did this in Carolina training camp. They got in a fight. Was it Josh Norman?
No, it was Steve Smith talk shit to Cam Newton. What happened?
Nah,
because he never was gone.
About, I'm talking about with Cam and the cornerback.
Him and Josh
I think they battled like that in training camp. It ain't really a team yet. It's offense versus defense. My team is the defense, and my team is the offense. Trayvon Diggs lead that defense, other than Michael Parsons.
He don't lead
and
shit.
Dak Prescott probably get away with a lot of shit.
Dak got at least half of that motherfucker, bro.
He can't do. I mean, he probably get away with a lot of shit
that,
in practice.
That better be like, nigga, you just got paid. Shut your ass up.
That's what you said.
You can attest to being out on the football field what the quarterback get away with in practice and how people regard them. Mm-hmm. Like, quarterbacks get more nudges, like, because you can't touch them, you can't hit them, so they more likely to get called bitch ass niggas in the practice because you can't really do nothing else other than talk. And I don't think it was anything like as far as disrespect for Dak. Like, he respect him as much as he gonna respect him.
Which means he ain't got none. Cause you,
maybe.
I mean.
What if Dak done? I mean,
Lou, I'm asking.
Dak ain't really done that for him to be like, I can't call you bitch ass nigga. When you say Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, they got Super Bowls. Of course they not gonna say that to them.
Let me ask you.
Dak ain't got no Super Bowls.
Let's take the Super Bowls off the tape.
Yep.
Let's take the top 10 quarterbacks off the tape. Let me ask you this question, just off pure bread. How many niggas you respect you call a bitch ass nigga? Just name me. Is it five?
I don't play football.
Is it 10?
I don't play football.
I'm just saying off GP.
In the heat of competition,
take football off the table. How many niggas you respect you say you're a bitch ass nigga?
Because in the heat of competition, it's different.
I'm just saying.
We're in the middle of training camp. These are the type of things that happen.
He was one of his boys would have stepped up and.
Who, Dak?
Yeah.
Dak ain't got his boys. Boy,
he
gone.
Ain't got none.
Zeke gone.
Yeah, that's it.
That is true. But again, you talking about Tom Brady and those people not getting approached like that. They got Super Bowls. They're proven. Dak is still proven.
You think they're talking to Trevor Lawrence? You think Calvin really going to Trevor Lawrence? You a bitch ass nigga?
Mm-mm. Possible. Well, not Calvin. Really? Should I just got that in the league, nigga? I ain't got no, I can't say shit.
You think Stephon Diggs going to Josh Allen? I was like, oh, never mind. He probably is. He probably called
him a bitch ass nigga. Bitch,
but honestly, you could say, I mean, shit, Stephon has done more for Josh Allen than Josh Allen has done for Stephon.
Yeah. I think once you start getting those wins under your belts, like, nobody would say that to
they won 12
Aaron
games.
Rodgers,
they
like
won
you
12
said,
games back-to-back seasons.
Even after what happened in Denver last year, ain't nobody saying that to Russ.
Oh, they said
defensive tackle
came
off the field.
Last year, my bad.
They said it during the game to Russ.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude coming off the field last year did it to him. So, I mean, but again, it's just training camp competition, though. I don't really take anything away from Dak or Trayvon Diggs for that. It's just like in the heat of the moment. This is what we doing. We battling. We ain't teammates yet. You still on that side. I'm still on this side.
You got something to say?
Hmm.
I was going to ask you FIFA real quick just so you could jump in. You saw the Dak Prescott, Trayvon Diggs exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this question. How many niggas do you respect that you call a bitch-ass nigga?
Not many. Not many. And then here's the thing too, right? Like, the quarterback is the leader of the team. You can have back and forth, but that is a couple steps too far, especially with the quote unquote the guy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to me, there's not another top quarterback in the NFL that type of exchange is happening to.
Stop.
A top quarterback. So somebody saying that to Pat? No.
Because he got Super Bowls.
Okay. Is somebody saying that to Joe Burrow? No. He ain't got no Super Bowl. Is somebody saying that to Justin Herbert?
Super Bowl. Somebody definitely is saying that to Herbert, though.
No, they not.
No, they not. Derwin James. Look, if Derwin James.
Not in the stadium.
If Derwin James.
Looking in the stadium.
If
I'm
Derwin James
not.
Came up and told him, you a bitch-ass nigga, nah. They letting it go.
Derwin just James like barely going to keep his job.
They going to trade him.
Derwin James barely can keep his job.
You got if you got a ring, yes, I respect what y'all saying, but you ain't got no ring. Just like Dak don't got no ring, yeah, you might get it. Other than Burrow, who's the savior of that city.
But here's the thing, though. It's not about talking shit to the quarterback. It's the words that you choose to talk shit to the quarterback. Mm. You can talk shit to a motherfucker that hasn't won nothing. I agree. You can't call the quarterback a bitch ass nigga.
I would put that more on Mike McCarthy than I would
Dak Prescott. What?
I would put it more on Mike McCarthy than I would Dak Prescott or Diggs. Because that's the type of environment that you let thrive.
No.
Look, if what y'all are saying is true and my quarterback is that important, my defensive back knows you better not call him a bitch ass nigga.
First of all, you
might be out of here tomorrow. I don't care if you Trayvon Diggs. But Mike McCarthy ain't that type of coach. He lenient.
So is Andy Reid.
I heard a story today that Andy Reid wouldn't even let reporters drink water on the sideline because he didn't want his players to be like, damn, they drinking water and we can't.
Chill out, bro.
I swear to God, I heard that today.
Goofball told you that.
So what I'm saying is, Andy Reid is a disciplinarian.
Stay off the Reddit threads, nigga.
I heard this on
what
NFL.
The hell? Does that even sound like Andy Reid? That don't sound shit like Andy Reid.
You want to check my sources?
And what does that even mean?
If you want to check my sources on the Ringer podcast yesterday, NFL podcast. But what I'm saying is, he's a stickler at practice. And to that point, Andy Reid not letting it happen to his quarterback.
He say he a stickler. He got Patty doing behind the back passes.
Patty's not a Super Bowl. He a once in a generation talent. Dak not.
I feel all that, but at the end of the day, bro, like I put it to you like this, I don't even think. Try to go through some of the quarterbacks in my
you
head.
Can't.
Jared Goff ain't getting talked to like that.
Yes, he is.
Trevor Lawrence
this
ain't getting talked to like that.
Niggas in Detroit talking to Jared Goff like
Trevor
that
Lawrence
every day
to like that. Trevor Lawrence ain't getting talked to like that. I put it to you
Jimmy
like
Jimmy G ain't even getting talked to like that.
Is. Shit. His niggas on the Raiders team that's talking to Jimmy G like that. Shit. You can't even throw, dude. Like they
that's
this
different
happens.
Though.
It's training camp. It
that's
the middle of the season.
If I tell the quarterback you can't throw, that's okay banter. You a bitch ass nigga.
You can't throw bitch ass niggas. Like that happens in training camp.
Exactly. My thing is that it shows that he's not well liked in the locker room. I think they tolerate him. They don't really accept him.
At this point in the season, they shouldn't like him. Because, again, it's offense versus defense, bro. We not a team yet. We still trying to figure out who going to be
Trayvon been there
the
for a minute. He know what
Trayvon,
the team is like.
You know, Trayvon got his son to get his jersey signed by that.
He
probably burnt that jersey up.
I just say, at this point in the season, this is what it's about, though, when you playing football. Like, it's about that type of,
to a degree,
quote-unquote camaraderie.
To a degree, but this is where I disagree. The reason that type of angst came out in that type of fashion is because that defense believes the only reason why we're not winning is because
of
you.
And that's fine right now because you ain't won nothing.
No, but that's not fine because it's a new season. And let's be honest, Dak Prescott and the rest of that squad has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. They're not the favorites, but they're good enough to compete for a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if your defense in training camp is already taking shots at you like that, that does not bode well. And also the shit that we done seen from training camp, it look like he about to have another 20-pick season. Stop. I'm just saying.
He's not going to throw more than 10.
And you know what? And I don't even like that statement. You know why? Because now what Dak has done and what's happening with Dallas is that there's always a spotlight because of Jerry Jones, but now it's like he boxed himself in because –
he need that.
I mean,
he don't need that.
I was going to say, he's going to get that regardless. 15 interceptions last year, he need that.
Look.
Whatever he got to do to make sure he don't throw 15
But that's not going to ensure that.
It's not going to ensure it, but it's going to make him accountable. So we get midway through the season, you got 12 interceptions. They talking about trading you or putting you on the bench.
They're not going to trade
you. You're not worried about it. I know that. I'm being super
hyperbolic. He been waiting for that trade talk shit for about three
seasons. No, I'm just saying. At least he's stepping up and being like, I know the accountability that they're expecting of me this season.
Yeah, what you mean stepping up? You act like this is his second year in the league. Bruh, ever since Dak Prescott has taken over, the expectation is Super Bowl. That's been the expectation. Don't come to me.
Because he had a good first year? Of course.
Because he had
like,
a
it
great
ain't like he
no,
ain't
it's because
in,
he had a great team around him.
Daniel Jones.
It's because of the roster.
It's because of the roster.
Okay, great. What I'm saying, he ain't came in and been Daniel Jones. So if I come in and I win a playoff game my first year, I win 11 games, of course people are going
to
expect me to win a Super Bowl.
He went to the playoffs.
And he hasn't lived
year,
up to that.
Spike.
He was rookie of the year and went to the playoffs his first
Thank
year.
Thank you. And
he expectations were set from there.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I said the same thing.
So he
you say he ain't Daniel Jones.
Right. As to it didn't take a long time to build it up. He wasn't starting to people wondering why he started. He started that first year. He lived up to expectations. Now people want him to win a Super Bowl, like you're saying. I'm agreeing with that.
But I really feel first year expectations was playoffs because the roster was too good. Since that point forward, it's been Super Bowl.
Right.
So
I agree with that.
Okay, so then why are you saying, oh, now the expectation is for me not to throw interceptions?
Because last year he came out and threw more interceptions than he's ever thrown.
Spike, fuck all
that. That's why the expectations are there.
When you are competing for a Super Bowl, it's on the quarterback to have the least amount of turnovers.
Okay.
That's the expectation. Mm-hmm. We are competing for a Super Bowl. You can't have more than 10 or 12
And he came out and said that.
But what?
That's what I'm agreeing with you.
No, but
he came out and said, but the expectation is on me. I know last year I fucked
but
up.
But how many quarterbacks come out and say, oh, I can't throw 15 interceptions?
How many went out and threw 15 interceptions last year?
It's already baked into what we expect out of you. You don't have to verbalize that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to verbalize that when last year you went out and let people down.
Did Peyton Manning verbalize when he threw damn near 30 interceptions?
That was his rookie year. Nobody expected nothing the second year after him. Like, nobody expected Peyton Manning to start winning Super Bowls until, like, year eight. Like you said, Dak came in his first couple of years winning games, going to the playoffs.
Roster
now we're
was
expecting
different.
You to go. Fair.
Roster was different.
Fair.
But
which goes to the point of him having to address, I went out and threw 15 interceptions last year. I know as the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, I can't do that.
Okay, and that would have been fine, that statement. Oh,
that's
I'm not going to
throw.
No, you're paraphrasing.
That's what he said.
No, you're paraphrasing. He put out a specific number. I can't remember right now.
It's like 10.
Because I'm hot.
He said he won't throw over 10.
Okay. Bruh.
But to his credit, he normally doesn't throw that
over
many 10.
Like last year was
last
anomaly.
Year was
I got to address that.
But do you understand the scrutiny that's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. That's on him.
My thing is
but
that's
he
on him.
Shouldn't have put out a number.
Yeah, he should have.
Because
he's shown that I'm paying attention. I know Nimbus is coming to my job.
I agree with you,
and if I don't get that shit, I'm leaving. Nah, yes, he need to put a number on it.
My thing is say I'm going to eliminate mistakes. And because some of those are timely interceptions. You
it don't
know,
matter. Still
you know seven of them if
most
you're throwing them at the end of the game.
Most of those was bad interceptions.
Yeah, they were bad and they were timely.
Batted balls, all of that stuff. Yeah, but he still can't.
He
can't
Jaguars interception.
He can't be the person that's doing it.
Your thoughts on Justin Herbert's contract?
What he signed for?
5-year, $262 million.
It's just the marketplace, man.
What's your expectations for him?
Look, for me, I feel, and I know we, me and you specifically have a disagreement. I feel like he is one of the greater quarterbacks in the league.
Where do you rank him?
Top
5.
Top 5, top 10.
Top 10 is easy, but you saying top 5?
Yeah, he's like, depending on who we talking about, he could be as high, in my opinion, as 4 and as low as like 7. Just, you know what I'm saying, depending on who you talking about or who you talking to. To me, it's the marketplace. Expectations have always been at least playoff. And for me, it hasn't been the play of Justin Herbert as to the reason why they haven't made the playoffs. It's primarily been coaching. It's been execution down the stretch. Some of it him. I'm not saying he's absolved of everything. Some of it is play call. Some of it is shit that happens on a football team. I'm super surprised that their head coach, I can't think of his name right now.
Brandon Staley
stayed as a head coach. And I'm also super surprised that Sean Payton didn't take the Chargers job over the Denver job. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, it's playoffs. You know what I'm saying? We know that the Chiefs are perennial. They going to make it even if they have to go into the wild card, right? They're going to make the playoffs. So now how much does Sean Payton elevate that Denver team? And how much where do the Chargers like lie when it's all said and done? Because are three teams from that division going to make the playoffs when we know that the AFC is stacked?
They're not. It's only going to be two at most.
Exactly, two at most. So, to me, the Chargers have to make the playoffs. And it's not to justify Justin Herbert's contract, but it's to what are we moving forward? Because now we played the quarterback. We can't pay everybody else like that no more. So cuts are going to happen, and the coach is on the hot seat. You don't make the playoffs, that's a bad look when
so,
we had to
so
pick
they just
quarterback
need to make
this
the
month.
Playoffs, that's your expectation?
Yeah, they just got to make the playoffs.
Not a playoff win?
It depends on who they play.
Does
in that
matter?
First round.
Yeah, see, yeah, you being light.
Especially after, after his last playoff appearance.
Win, bro.
To me, it matters. Like, if they play Cincinnati, I'm putting my money on Cincinnati. You know what I'm saying? So
what
to me,
but what does that say about him? That's what I'm saying. What does it say about him? You just talked about my bad. Mm-hmm. You just talked about like the team needs to show you something. Like, what are we after this season, mm-hmm. basically? If they lose to Cincinnati, Buffalo, Kansas City,
see
are we looking at them any different?
I think we need to look at the organization as a whole. Yes, I've always felt that Justin Herbert has done his job plus some to be one of those better quarterbacks. The reason why they haven't made it or haven't won and haven't done that, it isn't because he hasn't performed. In my opinion, it doesn't matter who he plays against in the playoffs, he's going to perform. Whether they win or lose, I don't think it's all going to be on him. He's going to play good enough to win the game. He is. He has. He's shown that in the last, 4 years now?
He ain't shown shit. Last
because for you, it's all about either wins or losses. And we're going to get
what
to
What do
that.
You mean it's for me? Am I the only one that – I thought this was sports. I thought wins and losses was about – kid, is that mm-hmm. not the main
okay,
point
so,
of most
so,
of these
so
games?
So look.
So you telling me in a game where a dude gives you four picks, and you just got to win it, you got to score six?
No. Look, what I'm saying is, right, and I'm going to switch sports real quick just to make my example – the Lakers got swept, but they had the smallest margin of loss versus the eventual champs, Denver Nuggets. They blew out or they beat every other team that they played in the playoffs way worse than they beat the Lakers, but the Lakers got swept. Did we say that LeBron – what else could LeBron have done? AD, yeah, he could have stepped up a little bit more. The others was whatever, but they played a good series. However, they got swept. So, again – in that same scenario, Justin Herbert is the LeBron. He's going to play his game. What the fuck are the rest of you niggas going to do? And how good is the coaching? Are you going to make the timely calls to win the game?
I know you're not saying this because it'll be asinine for you to say this, but to try to compare Justin Herbert
struggle to
LeBron James,
they're not the same.
It's asinine because you're comparing. Because all I was going to say was mm-hmm. you're talking about the Western Conference Finals, which means there's only mm-hmm. one more series that we got to play to get the title. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert, he hasn't even sniffed out of the first round.
But what I'm
saying, expectations has to be higher.
Understand the context that I'm saying. It. They have to make the playoffs because they have not.
Expectations. They made it last year. Yeah. So them doing the same thing last year is the same result or like an equal result
again,
or better
result. It depends
result.
On who they play. If they play the Bengals,
it don't matter, bro. It don't matter.
He got bets around him.
It matters if it's home or away. If we're at home.
Do you know how stacked this roster
if
is?
We're at home.
Do you know how stacked FIFA was pointing out? Do you know how stacked this roster?
Yeah.
We gonna go through our list. So, FIFA was last year had a couple of these niggas on his list as far as top five at the mm-hmm. position. We talking about Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, J.C. Jackson.
To that point,
a couple other niggas.
To that point.
And then we got Keelan Allen.
If Herbert does what we expect him to do throughout the season, they should have a home playoff game. And if they have a home playoff game, I expect them to win a home playoff game if they have.
That means they're winning a wild card.
Do you expect for them to win the division?
No.
Oh, okay.
You said they were supposed to win the division.
If I'm signing Herbert to do that, I think Kansas City is going to win the division because I don't have any.
You have a better quarterback.
I don't got a dog in the
fight. You're saying the Chargers' expectations.
I don't have a dog in the fight, right? But if I work for the Chargers, my expectation is you should be able to win this division.
Nah.
We got the squad.
Yes.
You're as good.
Yes, it is.
We think you're as good as Patrick Mahomes. So you should be able to
at
go out
this
win
point
the division.
It is. Put your money where your mouth is.
Win a home playoff game.
If he's
that's
4-7,
he should be winning playoff games.
I don't disagree.
What are we talking about?
With the expectations in that room. We not in that room.
But you said
if four to seven, you need to be in the playoff game. But
the reality of the situation is, in your same division, is the greatest quarterback to ever live.
That ain't how the Chargers got to look at it.
No, don't matter.
That's why I said, when I give him X million dollars, I can't look at it like there's another nigga better than
in
you.
In that room, 100%, I understand that.
Take the two quarterbacks off that, the greatest quarterback in the game and him out of the room, and you put those two rosters together, who's better? Oh, no, of
course. The Chargers have a way better roster.
So my expectations for him.
No, I understand
and
that.
And he's fourth now in some people's books.
I get
he
that.
He needs to get him over the top.
I get that. Facts. But when we talking about the greatest to ever do it.
But he's not facing them in first round because he's going to have a first round bye.
No, no, I feel that. But we're talking about winning the division. We're not talking about them two playing in the playoffs. We're talking about winning the division. One of them is going to finish one, and the other one is going to finish somewhere else.
If I'm paying you that much money, you should be able to beat Patrick Mahomes once in the season.
I feel you. I feel you. And hey,
split.
Hey,
you should at least be able to split.
But that is the gap. That is the gap. It don't matter what the hell is on Pat Mahomes' roster, Pat Mahomes that guy.
If I go into it looking at it that way, I'm not paying you that much money. What? I got it. You got to be able to compete with him.
Spike, at the end of the day, and he has competed because that first loss
that
they had.
That's why we pay him.
And I get it. But he's not, he can't, in my opinion.
They're not going to be okay with him
losing the playoff game. Nobody in the league can overcome Pat Mahomes. Nobody in the league.
Burrow did.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you.
And what happened this year?
But you said nobody in the league.
Okay.
And it was a close-ass game. It was a questionable call.
And you know
what? Talked to some niggas in Cincinnati, look, that was a questionable call.
Nick, there are great quarterbacks in the AFC that can push Mahomes. Justin Herbert can push Mahomes.
Okay.
Right? Burrow can push Mahomes.
Burrow has beat Mahomes. He the only
I understand
one.
That. Everybody I understand
else ain't
that.
Done
Josh
shit.
Josh Allen can push Mahomes, right. But at the end of the day, how many Super Bowls Burrow got? None.
How many
Super Bowls Pat Mahomes got? And look at it. Hold on. Okay and let's that. Look at all of these Super Bowl wins and all of these playoff wins where they be giving up double digit leads and all of a sudden these motherfuckers come back like it ain't nothing.
That's fine.
What's the reason? It's Pat Mahomes.
That's fine for now. Over the next 3 years, if I'm the Chargers, I'm not okay with it.
I understand that.
I can't disagree.
That's
I can't be okay with being like, well,
I don't disagree.
Because they about to pay Burrow. They about to pay Burrow like, nigga, you need to beat the Chiefs.
I'm
not going to be
it.
Like, oh,
listen, that's it. That's the whole
listen,
goal.
I don't disagree. But you have to also understand, this is a lot like what we saw Tom Brady taking less than all of them quarterbacks in winning. And we're seeing the Peyton Mannings, the Phillip Rivers, and all of those guys that were great for their era. But they couldn't beat him. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're witnessing right now. These quarterbacks are great. We're paying them market value. The rosters are better than the Chiefs. But what happens? They lose because that guy is that guy.
All right. Let's
how many times in a row did Burrow beat him?
3 out of 4.
He can be beat.
Zero Super Bowls.
He took one Super Bowl off of Patty.
I understand that.
Patty could be Patty could be the Jordan.
But Burrow
3 for 3.
Don't have none.
Huh?
Burrow don't have none.
Not yet. Not yet.
I put it to you like this. Right now, these quarterbacks, especially in the AFC, they're competing against the football MJ. We shall see if they're going to win championships.
I agree with that. I also will say we're in the golden age of quarterbacks right now.
100%.
I don't think any point in NFL history.
He's football Steph. He ain't football MJ.
Okay, I'll give you that.
No, he's football MJ.
Steph.
Nah,
I'll give you that.
Tom Brady is the football.
Ain't nobody beat Jordan.
Tom Brady built football.
Yes, he lost Super Bowl.
He can't be Jordan.
Yeah.
What you mean?
He lost a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan didn't never lose.
Super Bowls are harder than
you caught him.
But you also
he only lost one though. He lost it to the Bill Russell NFL.
And that's true. But you know what though? But at the end of the day, Pat Mahomes does more so compare to Steph than MJ, mainly because
the way he changed
the style of play. Mm-hmm. Pat Mahomes, even without Tyreek, can score from whatever distance in a short amount of plays or a fucking long ass drive. You can't stop him. Get hot, it's a wrap.
But then you look Brady at Tom Brady. Brady lost hell of Super Bowls too.
He did, but he would be more like.
Brady's the MJ. If you call him, they look at Brady as the MJ.
Brady lost.
So then if we going 4 for 4, I don't know who was that nigga.
Joe Montana would be more like Jordan. Brady would be like
mm-hmm.
LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Brady would be LeBron.
Brady's better than LeBron. He got 7, bro.
But I'm talking about the consistency.
That's like saying the consistency
and the longevity. Like we never seen nobody like do this shit like Tom, and we never seen nobody do this shit like LeBron. 21 years in.
Joe Montana, still, the only one that went
saying,
and never lost.
I'm saying Patty is Patty's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen.
No, 100%.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Okay,
100%.
Yeah, about it.
Let's get to these top 5 lists. If y'all ain't got y'all list ready, I'm done talking to y'all in the chat.
We was only doing 2, right? I could come. You only text
are you
cornerbacks
serious?
And edge rushers.
Are you serious?
Which ones did you do?
Cornerbacks and edge rushers. What else did you put?
I sent you LBs.
I told you with edge rushers. Put linebackers and edge rushers together.
See, and look, I texted him and I said, bro, let's separate all of them.
What would the CBs?
I said, let's separate all of them.
I'm just saying, like, context clues, what would CBs? I'm lumping CBs, linebackers, and edge rushers together?
No, I said I'm lumping edge rushers and linebackers.
But the CBs was in the slash, too.
CBs are separate.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But edge rushers are linebackers.
I'm laughing because I get what he's saying, but I get what you're saying.
Edge rushers are linebackers.
Yeah. It ain't too many linebackers that don't rush. That we.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what.
Three different categories.
We know what we're talking about, bro. There's linebackers and there's edge rushers, bro.
I really only had two linebackers that were edge rushers, though.
So you did the same thing.
No, I didn't. I did it separate, but I just didn't.
You
I
did
didn't
five like linebackers number, yeah. and five edge rushers.
No, I did three linebackers. I ain't even.
But you did.
Because I can
tell y'all this linebacker list ain't shit compared to
that's
the edge rushers.
That's why I didn't. That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Don't make no sense. Yeah. But go ahead. Come up with your linebackers.
Let me just modify mine. Yeah, just let me modify because I have two linebackers in my edge rushers.
I split the two up.
This nigga here, boy. And then he wanted to be disrespectful, bro. Like, he didn't want to add safety.
Let's have that conversation while you're coming up with your list. I said no safeties in this thing because who gives a fuck about safety? Safeties don't mean shit.
He just didn't
want to
include
–
Who is the most playmaking safety in the league?
Huh?
Right. Our guy.
Who's the what?
Who's the most
James.
Who?
James, that's why.
James.
Yeah, that's why he didn't.
No,
want to
Jamal
do it.
Adams is the
that's why he
the trophy award of the most overrated safety in the league right now.
Nick hates safeties.
Safeties is worthless. name me a safety outside since Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed. Name me a safety that was
the dude from the 49ers.
You said the dude from.
I don't know his name, but the dude from the 49ers.
Hell no, Nick. That's Nick Bosa's defense. You talking about what's his name? Huffasa?
Yeah, I don't even
Mufasa
know.
Mufasa.
His dude, Mufasa. Yeah, dude. The
yeah,
Lion
I like
King.
Him.
The Lion King.
Good.
Bro. Fitzpatrick. Safeties
Minka.
Are useless, bro.
Minka
Fitzpatrick.
I don't know.
Minka Fitzpatrick won some games last year.
So. How many games did the Steelers won?
He won a game.
No,
last
how many games? Wasn't they happy? They was happy to be 500. over 500.
Yeah.
They won nine games and they were celebrating.
But Minka,
that's what the Pittsburghs. I hope. Who's that? Is that your father-in-law? Whoever who's a Steelers fan?
No, cousin-in-law.
Cousin-in-law. Yeah. I hope they happy with mediocrity because that's what they've been celebrating the last four.
They wouldn't have had those if it weren't for Minka. They wouldn't have had a couple of those.
Okay, I guess that means something.
He put W's on the board.
Is that playoff? Is that playoff appearances?
He put W's on the board.
Is that making Steeler Nation proud? Going above 500 and that's it.
Hey, win is a win.
Getting blown out by Burrow at
home. I thought you only cared about wins and losses. I'm giving you some.
those is wins to you?
He won those. He won. He factually won games for them last year.
Did. Those games ain't mean shit because that position don't mean shit.
You see how he pick and choose, bro?
It's not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Does it matter if it matters in the context he won the game?
Let me ask you this.
He won two games for them last year.
Okay, that's two games to get him to the playoffs, or is that
no?
Because I thought
without him they wouldn't have won the two games.
Sheldon, what we doing right here?
Would you rather have the two wins, or would you rather not have?
I'd rather go to the playoffs. What I thought we was doing here was the fact that we're gonna whittle down this shit to where we pick our divisional winners and then our playoff team, like our Super Bowl picks, right? So we get into the playoffs, right? That's what we give a fuck about.
Yeah.
That's why we fuck with the new year and all that shit, and that's why January and February is exciting.
Right.
We ain't talking about nine-win seasons. Because them niggas ain't going to be talked about after December.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you this, top five players go to the playoffs?
I'm
going to tell you this right now, Ken. Mike Tomlin do another mediocre season like that, he on the hot seat.
Stop.
I've been calling this for about three seasons.
You've been calling for like 10 years.
Pittsburgh going to be like, nigga, you about to get your ass up out of here.
His first losing season, he's going to be on the hot seat.
He's going to be on
that
the hot seat.
That ain't racist to you.
They don't give a fuck because they gonna treat him like Belichick. Belichick ain't won shit for real. Niggas thinking like, oh, nah, nigga, it was Brady. We got to get your ass up out of here.
Yeah.
I could see Belichick getting fired before.
Before Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
That's insane.
Nah. Absolutely.
That's insane.
Nah, he won't.
Belichick got a worse record without.
It don't matter.
Rain. It don't matter. He ain't got no worse rings.
And Tomlin don't like. They don't like Tomlin in there.
Now Kraft don't like him. Kraft don't like him. Yeah, Kraft like him less than they like Tomlin.
Belichick would have to retire.
No,
to go.
So. I think Belichick can get fired.
No,
it'll be a resignation or something like that. But Tomlin, good. Mm. The Steelers have only had three head coaches. They whole entire.
But every year they claiming for his head, no matter what.
Nah, not ownership. Maybe media, but Tomlin been good ever since he got there. His job ain't never.
So you saying he comfortable? He comfortable with that mediocrity.
He ain't had a losing season. Why wouldn't he be comfortable?
I'm gonna let you know that lazy boy,
bro.
That sofa comfortable too. He turned
if he get fired out his first losing season, he ain't had one losing season.
When was the last time he went to the playoffs?
He ain't had one losing season.
I'm just asking,
season.
When was the last time he went to the playoffs?
He hasn't had one losing season.
That's fine. When was the last time he went to the playoffs?
He hasn't had one losing season.
All right. Let's get to these lists. We're gonna start with edge rushers, since everybody got that.
It's easy.
I'll start with number.
So hold on, let me ask this.
It's ought to be
edge rushers has linebackers in there as well.
Yes
yeah. or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, because this nigga here, boy.
This unanimous.
You could have asked for clarity multiple times when I sent all those texts, but wait for the day that we actually got to do it.
I asked for clarity. You just being disrespectful.
Yeah. You asked about the DBs, but number five, I got Max Crosby for the Raiders.
Interesting. Number five, I got Hassan Reddick.
I got Max.
I got Max Crosby too.
Just come to me last. I'll just do my whole list.
Number four, I got Hassan Reddick.
Number four, I got Micah.
Wow.
I got Watt. TJ.
What?
I have Cam Jordan.
You got TJ Watt at number four?
Edge rush, yeah.
And you got Cam Jordan?
Yeah. Ask him. You got Michael Parsons at number four?
Yeah, why not?
I hate Eagles. Yeah. I hate Eagles.
He ain't even an Eagles fan. He's a Jalen Hurts fan.
I had him. Who? Hassan Reddick after him. And he had more sacks.
That's insane.
Six more sacks at that.
Stop. Hassan Reddick better than Michael Parsons.
Who had the most sacks?
Who's better?
Well, he said.
We talking edge rushers.
If you could take either one of them today, who you take?
Technically, Spike, he did have Micah ahead of Hassan, so he is saying that Micah's better than Hassan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got Micah Parsons at number three.
Number three, I got TJ.
I got Bosa. Nick.
I got Nick Bosa.
I got Myles Garrett at two.
Nick Bosa at two.
Garrett at two.
Garrett at two.
And I got Watt at one.
I got Garrett at one.
I got Parsons at one.
I have Parsons at one, too.
Parsons at one over TJ Watt?
Absolutely.
A healthy TJ Watt.
Is he going to be healthy?
How many sacks did Michael Parsons have?
I was going to say, all these lists is these niggas healthy. TJ Watt is the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah, if he's healthy, now he's the best defensive player in the league.
No, because he's the one defensive player.
Last year?
Huh?
TJ Watt, how many games did he play last year?
He probably played half the season.
Okay. 10. He played 10.
He helped with that 9 record. He
got 10 games. Yeah, 10 games. Yeah.
Now we want to count.
Now we want to talk about
because I know he shut down Burrow week one. So he was there for that.
I fucks with TJ Watt, but
I think Michael Parsons' flexibility is way more than Watt's.
I think Michael Parsons,
I can put Parsons anywhere. He's going to be an impact.
Can you?
Yeah. Middle linebacker, edge rusher.
But we just talking about edge rusher, right? Though.
He's the best in the league at that.
Nah.
Yes, easy.
How many sacks he had? Put your money where your mouth is. Where the numbers are.
How many sacks he had? I mean, he didn't lead the league in sacks, no.
He wasn't, you
know the eye test just like I do. You watch football. You could see Michael Parsons when he rushed the passer.
He's super talented.
You know it ain't too many people that could do that like him, right?
He's super talented.
You would agree with that,
but
right?
But who's getting to the quarterback?
Michael Parsons. And causing turnovers, strip sacks, all of that.
Who's getting to the quarterback? Michael That's Parsons. Why, you know, TJ had, like, 2 years ago, we talking 2 years ago, TJ was by far that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Myles Garrett is the most consistent. For the last six years, Myles Garrett has had 10-plus sacks.
And he got a sack a game.
Yeah, he has more sacks than he does games played. So, in saying that's why I put him at number one. It's like, Myles Garrett, you got to count for Myles Garrett on every play.
Yeah, and Myles Garrett on that line plays with the least amount of talent around him.
Correct.
So it's like, bro, he's like Aaron Donald, like, bro, you double teaming him, triple teaming him,
and he's still
getting where he got to go.
So I like Aaron Donald, he produced.
So hold on, let me go through my five. So at number five, I got Max Crosby. At number four, I got Myles Garrett. At number three, I got TJ Watt. Number two, Michael Parsons. Number one, Nick Bosa.
How many sacks?
You got Nick Bosa number one?
Nick Bosa number one.
I can see that.
I didn't have him on my list.
Nick Bosa
dominant. Because you disrespectful.
No, ha.
Nick Bosa dominant.
You're extremely disrespectful.
You talking about healthy, Lou. Where the last time I seen Nick Bosa play a
Nick
game,
Bosa's a
boy?
Monster.
In the playoffs.
Yeah, he's a monster.
He only missed a couple of games this year. He was healthy for the most part. This is football now. Missing 2-3 games is okay.
What? I know Max Crosby is up there, but why y'all put him up that high? How many sacks did he have?
So
why y'all was going to sacks?
Because edge rushers, that's what we talking about.
So a lot like Myles Garrett, a lot like Aaron Donald, where there's no talent on that line. He's getting double and triple team, and he's consistently – he's not necessarily getting the sacks, but he's
a disruptor.
QB, he's hurrying up that quarterback. Super high motor, plays the run and the pass, and he's one of those guys where at times he's unblockable, especially one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? He may not get the sack, but he is the reason why that defense is even remotely decent. So that's why I have Max Crosby number 5.
He had 12.5 sacks last year.
Crosby.
I need to see more. I got to see Nick Bosa be dominant again this year. Now,
man, what you? Nick Bosa has been dominant. Last year was probably his best year.
Who was defensive player of the year last year?
I think it was him.
I thought it was Watt.
No, Watt was the year before.
Watt was the year before. Nick Bosa was
Bosa. I thought you were talking about the season before.
I think Bosa won.
Bosa was the player of the year.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think he was defensive player of the year.
Bosa was dominant.
It was Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Yeah, why have 5.5 sacks?
He know your list. You are disrespectful,
you gotta
bro.
Put that man on there.
What the 49ers do?
What does that matter?
He was balling.
This nigga be moving the goalposts,
boy. What they supposed to do on the 49ers team?
Crosby on there. Crosby
lead,
and the
lead
Raiders.
Lead them to the best defense in the league. Led them to the playoffs before two quarterbacks got hurt.
What was that Eagles score?
So you wanted Nick Bosa to throw the ball too? You wanted Nick Bosa to throw the ball too then?
I just want to know.
So Nick Bosa was supposed to throw the ball.
I forgot the score.
Yeah, 18.5 sacks. Last year.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, Nick Bosa.
I just
want to
see what the
18. That's crazy.
Damn, they beat the Eagles with no quarterback.
That's crazy. He did beat the Cowboys.
Oh, it was 30. It was 31-7. It was 31-7.
Yeah, because Nick Bosa scored touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it was 31-7. I wish it was a closer game than that.
Y'all had no Eagles on y'all's list though?
Nah.
No.
Well, not on edge rushers.
They led the league in sacks.
Not an edge rusher.
I had a sign on there.
You did, yeah.
He ain't gonna do that shit again.
You had four. You had it before. I mean, yeah, that's gonna be tough. But he did it 2 years in a row.
He ain't doing it this year.
The safety came in third for defensive player of the year.
What safety was that?
Tayshaun Gibson Jr.
Oh, okay. Was he even on your? Was he ever gonna be on your list? Hell no, that wasn't
even gonna lie. I wasn't even gonna act like no expert.
Had that nigga on
who is it? Where he play at?
I think he's playing Cleveland, but I
ain't. He's playing Chicago, some shit. Maybe Cleveland.
That's crazy.
Nick Bosa was first.
That proved your point on it.
We don't need to. Fred Warner was second. And they paid them niggas more than running backs. That's the reason why I'm hot, is because niggas been disrespecting running backs like a motherfucker. Like,
nigga, kickers on average make more than running backs.
That's even crazy. Worse. But at least kickers decide games most of the times when they doing shit.
How many sacks do Eagles have in the Super Bowl?
They who?
From Hassan Riddick, they had a goose egg.
Zero.
You didn't hear about the turf.
I didn't hear about the turf.
So Ken, you telling me that the disrespectful one has a guy that in the biggest game didn't do anything, but the guy that won the defensive player of the year isn't even
he
top
was number
five?
Four. I got Bosa at 6. Let's go through linebackers. I'll start it off. Number 5, Bobby Wagg. He's back in Seattle.
Really?
Yeah, he is
he went
back.
He went right back.
Back in Seattle.
He went back in Seattle. Number 5, Bobby Wagner.
You can put Shaq Thompson, Carolina.
What was you about to say? I put what?
I was saying you can put him on there because it ain't too many linebackers that's worth talking about. My phone just died.
What are we doing with Shaquille Leonard? Wasn't he hurt for most of the year?
I thought he had a good season last year.
Thought he got hurt.
He was hurt. He was hurt last year a lot.
Yeah, I struggle with that.
During Hard Knocks, he was hurt. Wasn't that the beginning of last year?
Yeah. My list, I'm projecting. So y'all get ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nick Bolton, number 5.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah, that's crazy. I got Nick Bolton, too, from the Chiefs.
Oh, shit.
Yep, me too.
Oh.
Nick Bolton, number 5.
Well, damn. I thought I was.
Look, we got to talk about.
He was from, you talking about people that didn't have a lot of talent around him, and he, like, really stepped up to make sure he did his damn job. Yeah. Nick Bolton used to jump off the
didn't
page.
Didn't he have
the
force? Didn't he have the fumble recovery for the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Touchdown.
He used to jump off the page for the Chiefs, and it ain't a lot of stars in that defense. He used to do his thing.
No, so here's the thing. I think, in my opinion, the Chiefs have talent, but they're just young. It's very inexperienced talent. Mm-hmm. And they needed Nick Bolton to be that leader. He was all year. Great. And I think that this was the year he took that biggest step forward. So, job. Yes, he's deservedly a number five 100%. Linebacker in the league.
Go ahead with number four.
Number four, I got Lavonte David.
Shaq Leonard.
Okay. It was the injury for me, but he is that guy. I went Matt Milano.
Shaq Leonard for me. I can't see my stuff, so I'm trying to go off memory, but I don't remember. But I'll take Shaq. South Carolina State.
I got Matt Milano, number four. The only player on the Bills that I respect at this point. Number three, I got Lavonte David.
Okay.
David, that's who I had to.
Tremaine Edmonds.
Tremaine Edmonds is number three for me, too.
Really?
That's a good one.
So at number three, I have Dre Greenlaw. I feel like he had –
Who he play for?
49ers. He's their right outside the linebacker.
Over Fred Warner, you going to put him on? You going to put
two
on their list?
Yeah, you gotta help.
Wow, you're that disrespectful.
Defense, I'm not disrespectful.
Because if you, because we got three. Well, we got. You said, you only got two left. So that's the top two.
No, I just said number three.
That's number four. One.
Okay, so
one is gonna be his number one.
The next nigga better be the right motherfucker.
One for sure. Who you got? Give me a two.
Two, Roquan.
Yeah, that's the nigga I was saying.
Yeah, no, Roquan is that nigga.
Roquan's number two for me.
Yeah, I got Demario Davis.
What?
Demario Davis.
That nigga had Cam Jordan.
Beast. He's a beast.
He ain't even better than Lavonte David.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's a
better linebacker.
He's literally not rated. He is.
He had a great season last year.
He is good.
A lot of them old guys.
We're not saying he's not going to be good this year on defense. He's going to be like top two, three linebackers this year.
In my opinion,
he's talented.
Demario is nice, but he's more 6'7", 8" than 5 and up.
I got him at 2.
Who you got at 2?
Roquan.
Yeah, I got Roquan at 2. Number one, I got
Fred Warner. Got to be Fred Warner.
Yeah, that's
I'm surprised you put Bobby Wagner. Only, and here's the thing. I think Bobby Wagner is still top 10, but physically he just.
Bobby Wagner is always around the fucking ball.
He's solid.
No matter what.
And
I can't say that about a couple of these niggas on the list. Always around? Woo. Bobby Wagner's there. Every other play on defense, Bobby Wagner right
there. Yo, bro.
He is old.
He's old, but he's still there.
He's top 10, 100%.
This is last in the top five, I say.
I don't even know about that. To me, in my opinion, Nick Bolton has obviously the physical ability over Bobby Wagner now. He's always around the ball. Nick Bolton is always around the ball. Lavonte David is always around the ball.
He's old.
But you know what? But he still has the physical ability that I don't think Bobby still has right now.
I would take Demario Davis over him just because
you tripping.
Right, bro. Hey, stop trying to justify that bad pick. Dre Greenlaw, in addition to Fred Warner, is always around. You watch that 49ers defense. At that front level, it's always Bosa. It starts with Bosa. That second level, it is 100% Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw. And then that last level is Talua Hufanga. Like they have a guy at every level that is going to get at that ball. And then, obviously, we all agree with Roquan and we all agree with Fred Warner. But Bobby
is still that nigga. Watch the season.
I think from an experience perspective, like his mind being faster than his body, 100%.
Are you trying to say he diminishing his skills?
He's diminishing in physicality.
Who?
Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby is nigga, you still gotta shoot. You ain't squaring up.
No.
Bobby is still an enforcer. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think it depends on the running back we talking about. Cause Derrick Henry looking at him like he an appetizer too. Like he ain't got nothing for him. Nick Chubb is looking at Bobby like, hey bro, like first of all, you're not even gonna catch me. And if you there because you smart and you already knew the play, I'm gonna drop this shoulder on you. You know what I'm saying? Like there's certain guys in the league.
Bobby a bitch ass nigga.
No, I'm not saying that. How many years Bobby been in the league?
Bobby gonna have a good year this year.
I'm not saying he's not. That's gonna solidify that defense even more. Like it is an upgrade for them, but I just from a physical ability perspective, he's just not the same guy anymore.
I think he's gonna fall back a little bit, slip back a little bit.
Y'all just over here doing ageism.
Yes.
Yeah. This is professional sports.
I left off three old niggas.
All right. Up next, we got CBs. No DBs. Just CBs, because that's all that matters.
I struggle with this one. I'm not good at
this.
Did
you?
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, FIFO. All
right. At number five, I got Jair Alexander.
Wow. At number five?
Number five.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh. I don't even know why I hyped that up because I don't even think I got him on the list.
I got Jace Horn.
Number five?
Number five.
Ooh. So do I. JC Horn.
You know what? I wanted to put JC Horn on my list, but I put Tariq Woolen.
I wanted to go with him. But
he's still
but
young.
Exactly. He's still young. A little bit JC wrong. Both are young, but yeah.
Yeah, Horn. But
the only reason I put Tariq is because JC got hurt.
Yeah, true. JC had better stats. He didn't get touchdowns last year.
True, so but for what they asked Tariq to do, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's a conversation. Yeah. This is me projecting, Ken.
Because he was
a dog, Lord, before he got hurt.
Oh, Lord, I forgot. It's a setup.
I got my boy Chinedu Awuzie. Cincinnati. Hey,
look at him.
When
he was out of here,
playing,
bro. That's a bullshit.
Go ahead, people.
When the nigga was playing, he hot.
He had Eli Apple on his list.
No, I know. Cut his mic off. All right, so for me at number four, I got Tariq Woolen. Tariq made number four.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
Trayvon Diggs.
Goofy ass.
I know you're not talking. You don't have no room to talk.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you.
You think he had a number five and much bias as
Trayvon
you?
Trayvon Diggs ain't the best corner on your team.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Stephon is there.
He looked at him and said, no, he is. He's a lying ass nigga. Stephon Gilmore, oldest. He rickety as shit. Using Ken's word.
That's why he's the best one on the team.
He's going to be on the twos.
He's going to be
Diggs got the ones.
He gonna be playing like a number two,
Diggs
like a
got
piece
the
of
ones.
Shit.
Diggs got the ones. Gilmore's got the twos. I got Diggs.
Go ahead, kid.
Diggs, bitch ass nigga.
How long is Jalen Ramsey out?
Don't worry. He's out of this list. He's over.
It ain't over.
They say till December. Which is basically
that's
the whole
season,
bro. That's basically the season. Yeah.
Darius Slay.
Oh, yeah.
Number four?
Yeah.
Number five. Oh, number four. He got four. Slay, who you got four?
Alexander. Zaire Alexander.
Number four, I got AJ Terrell.
I looked at him.
Yeah.
Okay. For my number three, I got Darius Slay.
I, too, have Darius Slay at number three.
I got Patrick Surtain. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you could have Zaire Alexander.
Okay.
Number three, I have J.C. Horn.
Okay.
Shit. God damn.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought my list was going to be bad.
At number two, I got Sauce Gardner.
I got Jair Alexander.
Take his mic, Ken. You said who?
I got Alexander at number two. Jair Alexander.
Sauce that nigga.
Surtain for me.
I got Darius Slay, number two.
It's just too high. I got Surtain at two.
Right, why is it too high?
Because he got cooked in the Super Bowl?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. That was
he didn't. So was that not him over Kelsey? Kelsey had that back shoulder. Was he not guarding him?
That was man. No.
All right, go ahead.
At number one, I got Pat Surtain.
You got Pat Surtain over Sauce? Go ahead, Lou.
Sauce.
You got to give it to Sauce.
It's no other way.
I got Surtain at one.
Sauce is next.
I'm not saying he top two.
Why do you have Surtain? What's the difference?
For me, I think, and this is a me thing. So I'm not mad.
Go ahead, bro. Don't even worry about us. Go ahead.
I'm not mad that people put Sauce number one. You know what I'm saying? And think about it. Last year you were being mad, disrespectful. Me and Spike were the only niggas really talking about Sauce like that, being the best DB.
Ken,
being the best DB.
It's fact.
When niggas was talking about Sauce, I said coming in, the nigga was nobody. When we was talking about drafting. I was like, I want him to go to the Giants, bro. But if he go anywhere, they say he going to the Jets, I'll be cool with it.
I think for me, the slight difference is I feel Pat Surtain is a little bit better in man-to-man coverage. The only difference.
Fair.
Even though the stats don't prove it.
No, they do show that.
Thank you.
That he was better than Sauce?
Surtain's better. Sauce was better in zone.
Man-to-man, exactly.
And cover threes and things
exactly.
like that.
For me, because I used to play corner. Man to man is literally you're on an island, especially depending on what the defense is asking you to do. If you're playing a lot of cover zero, a lot of cover one, it's on you. And I know that they blitzed a lot. Denver blitzed a lot. So they asked Surtain to be that guy. He was that guy. Love Sauce, but Sauce played a lot more zone where you keep everything in front of you. When you're playing man-to-man corner, I'm attached to you. It doesn't matter what else is happening. I can't allow you to get open. And for me, it's just that slight variance, which I'm not mad at. Somebody says Sauce is number one. All right, cool, bet. You know, and to me this year, it's one of those things where hands down, they're the two best corners in the league, in my opinion. One can pass the other one. The other one, can, you know what I'm saying, can separate. So at the end of the day, that's the slight difference for me, is that Surtain is a slightly better man-to-man corner than Sauce is. That's it.
You're delusional. delusional, bro.
Hey, you
Sauce is going to, bro, 20 yards to life. That's what they're going to call him this year.
You take the delusional pill every morning as part of your routine.
I'm just saying, bro. Anybody that got Sauce number one. Look, Aaron Rodgers, he changed Aaron Rodgers' life. I ain't never seen it. They the next Buddy Cop movie coming out. Rodgers and Sauce. All right. So those are the top five defensive players that we got. Next week, we'll be doing running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. I'm saying this to y'all now.
Running back list.
Oh yeah, this
we got dissolved.
So we just gonna do QBs by themselves?
Yeah.
So we gonna do top 10?
That's a top 10 QB. Okay. Yeah, you already know what I'm thinking. Yep. Mm. I already got my list ready too. Don't be sneaking, nigga. Mm. I know y'all. Look at shit. Yeah, we gonna have a top 10 QB.
How many times you got Joe Burrow now?
I can't wait to pick
the first four Joe Burrow.
I got Joe Shiesty, Joe Burrow, Joe Cool.
Oh, man.
Nah. It's a respectable list. It's probably the best 10 I've ever. Honestly, I keep looking at it. I haven't even tinkered with it. I was like, this is the best list I've ever came up with.
Mm.
It's the most accurate portrayal of the NFL right now when you talk about quarterbacks. Can't lie. I
feel like that about my picks for each the division picks.
So I don't want to hear your shit.
The most accurate list of how the team's going to finish this year.
All right, Ken, what's up with Super Chats?
All right, a couple of member chats. First, Jalen Rock, appreciate you signing up to become a member. Welcome to the family.
Appreciate it.
We Them Boys, are we doing the fantasy draft for members? Fantasy football. We're still talking. But I still haven't. Let me text B and see if he gonna.
B don't even watch football. I don't even know why he texts his ass.
But I guess we'll do one. Yeah, we'll do one. Rob Costa, Spike, where is the coffee stained notebook? Damn, you don't have any notebook, do you?
No, he got it.
I swapped it out.
Okay. Adrian Wells, what up? It's football time, baby. UT Vols and Cowboys. So Tennessee.
I'm with you on the Vols, Adrian Wells. I'm really looking forward to Joe Milton.
I always get Tennessee. Back in the day, I always get Tennessee and Texas mixed up. Yeah. Their colors. UT. But Texas about to. How many games is it going to take before Archie starts?
One. Because then people are going to be calling for Archie.
The star for Texas supposed to be good.
He's supposed to be a dog.
Yeah.
But they're going to have to give him this Arch. Manning. Like, he ain't keeping Manning on the bench.
Antoine 721, who is your NBA comparison to these rappers? J. Cole, Drake, Kendrick, Eminem, and Jay-Z.
Who the NBA comparison?
Mm-hmm. So, who's J. Cole in the NBA?
J. Cole NBA is... Kyrie.
DeMar DeRozan.
PG.
Nah, he got to have a ring.
J. Cole's
career's got a ring.
The reason why I say PG, because a lot of the youngins feel like he's their GOAT. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But
there are more people?
What young niggas?
There's a lot of people popping up now?
Yeah. What young rappers say that J. Cole ain't GOAT?
It's more than two.
I'm just saying, like, that's the esteem that they hold him in.
I think he's more like Kyrie. He do his own thing. He dress how he want to.
I can see Kyrie.
He's successful for what he does.
I give you that.
I give, yeah, I can see.
I give J. Cole Kyrie.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Drake is definitely Tatum.
No. Drake got rings. Drake got rings.
That's why he brought him out.
Drake got rings. Drake got rings. Drake got rings.
Oh, well, Drake is Steph?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drake is Steph. Like
Steph.
Drake is definitely
Kendrick
Steph.
Is LeBron.
Nah. Kendrick is like Tim Duncan.
Kendrick Kawhi Leonard. Kendrick Kawhi Leonard. Like, yeah, I'm
saying.
Hell
no.
I give.
No, no, it's LeBron. It's LeBron.
It's LeBron. Kendrick is LeBron.
How is he better than
Kendrick? Move numbers, bro. LeBron moves numbers.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard?
No.
Ain't y'all being disrespectful. No.
Y'all being hella disrespectful. Where are the other ones?
Eminem.
Eminem. Luka.
Luka.
Eminem is Larry Bird.
I was going to say Chris Stapps.
Any white person, just put any white person.
Oh, Joker. Joker got
Joker,
a ring now.
Joker, like, yeah, don't matter.
Steve Nash.
No.
Yeah, all of those.
Jay-Z is,
is it Jay-Z?
Jay-Z is Bill Russell.
Stop.
What you mean? He got the most titles, right?
Like Kobe.
Everybody, for, huh?
Kobe.
They're about the same age.
Nah. You think Jay-Z probably MJ?
Yeah, Jay-Z's MJ.
Jay-Z is Kobe.
Why?
Because Jay-Z ain't the greatest.
Wayne is
Pac
Kobe.
Would be a, I feel like Pac would be like MJ.
Yeah, Jay-Z is the greatest.
Hell nah.
Big.
Pac
big
would be Dr. J.
Big would be MJ. Because Jordan ain't looking up to nobody. Jay-Z looks up to Big.
Jordan looked up to hella nigga.
No,
he looked up to Dr. Magic J. And Bird.
He didn't look up to, no, he looked at them as rivals. Like, I got to beat them. He looked up to Dr. J. Dr. J was his blueprint. If there was no Dr. J, there would be no MJ.
There's no Dr. J, there wouldn't be no Magic. Based on, you see Winning Time?
Yeah. Dr. J was the blueprint for all them niggas. For Larry, for Magic, for MJ. Yeah. You know, so for that era, yeah.
All right, Josh Bros with the comment. Can't wait for the Jets to hurt me all over again.
Oh, Jets going to have a good season this year.
They going to hurt you, Josh.
Man,
you're right.
Me and Lou got a stake in the bet.
Why they not going to be all right?
I don't think they're going to be.
Because he a hating ass nigga.
I don't think Aaron
they're not, bro.
Okay, he a hate, bro. It's nothing. What do you say? Don't mean shit, bro.
Aaron Rodgers is old.
Aaron Rodgers is better than Dak Prescott. Ain't that roster better than the Cowboys?
They're gonna regress.
What do you? What?
Hey, roster,
whoa!
Not better than
that
the
defense is way better
who
than the
second
Cowboys.
Receiver?
Huh?
Who they second receiver?
Shit, a thank whole
you.
Bunch of them.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't even know the nigga now.
It don't matter.
Who they best?
Alan Lazard is a good number.
Who they best edge rusher? Exactly.
It don't matter.
They got
a nigga up the middle. Quinnen Williams.
No.
Quinnen Williams.
And the Jets are gonna be 6-11.
Hell no.
The Jets are going to be 11-6.
Spike,
I mean, they're
going to be 8-9.
The Jets are going to be 6-11.
Spike, let's put a bottle on it. The Jets finish better.
I
got to
stay.
Wait,
No.
What do you mean?
I'm betting they'll be 6-11 or worse.
No.
6-11
no.
Or worse.
What you bet?
The Jets are going to be better than the Cowboys.
Well, I know we're going to be better than 6-11, so yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Jets record going to be better than the Cowboys record.
That's you going to owe me a steak then, or you going
to owe me a Kev. Have y'all been keeping up with Messi in the MLS? He's been playing on rookie mode ever since he came.
Yeah, it made me realize how shitty the United States Soccer League is when this motherfucker is old as shit, balling.
He's that good, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not saying he's not.
But the league
but
is
the
that
way,
bad.
I mean, but the way he's
both
doing off-rip,
it's
I'm
both
like,
of them.
God,
yeah.
Damn,
it's both.
He wasn't even competitive.
Man, that's like when Dwight Howard went to China, is getting 50-point triple-doubles.
Marbury
the
was
same
going.
Shit.
Average 47.
Yeah. Like, what you mean?
Same thing.
They played in the best league. Now they're going to the
he
B league.
He brought up Dwight Howard.
Of
I had
course.
To look at
MLS.
I'm about to say, Dwight Howard getting a lot of triples these days.
I looked at a ranking. I looked at a ranking.
He asking for three of them in all kinds of ways.
I looked right at Kim.
I looked at a ranking where the MLS I've is like 10th enough. Hardest. League and out of all soccer.
Bless. All right, we them boys. ESPN fired Mark Jackson and Van Gundy. Skip is debating against Sherman for FS1. Yeah, that's
just saying the streets
and Lil
is dead.
Wayne.
Yeah.
And Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne on Friday.
Yeah, so. I don't know what basketball is gonna sound like without Jeff and Mark.
You see the lineup they said it's gonna be Mike Breen, Doris Burke, and Doc Rivers.
Hell no.
Yep.
Who want to listen to that?
Yeah, I like Doris.
Doris. I don't know why the fuck niggas fuck. Doc got naked pictures of somebody, bro. You like Doc got naked pictures. He get the best jobs that no nigga asked him to be in.
I don't know what Doc sounds like. So we
you know what he sound like.
I did games before.
Did he? When?
Yeah. It sucked. That's why you don't remember.
Okay,
it.
It's Kermit the Frog on NBA.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Without Jeff and Mark Jack, to me, that was the best in color commentating in all of sports.
Unless you just get the, somebody said get the TNT guys to do the NBA.
They said that they
that's what they should do.
Yeah. Get the people what they want. Quit
too much money,
around.
Bro.
They got rid of Van Gundy because he was critical of the league.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Does Richard Sherman have pool like that?
Richard Sherman, shit, man, not in his family. You see how he was beat out. On that door to get to his kid.
Oh my God. Y'all, well, y'all hold on for the name.
So that's legit who they got to replace Shannon?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. You didn't see the reports? Yeah.
Skip Bayless.
He took that Legion of Doom serious. Well, Skip probably called everybody.
Nobody didn't want to take that.
Didn't nobody take that.
Nah, they was I could. They was doing.
People don't fuck with Skip like that.
They had like I heard there was an audition in LeSean McCoy.
Yeah, see
and a couple other motherfuckers. I think Keyshawn was probably a name.
I feel like that Skip has. I don't know if it's burnt bridges or whatever it may be, or how people look at him in the industry, but nobody wants to sit up there with him every day and let him be a diva.
It's tiresome.
The reason how he was able to get Shannon to do it because Shannon was new. Now yeah. Shannon got a name for himself. Like, he don't want to sit up there and do that. Nobody wants to do that.
Especially when he gets disrespected like that.
Yeah. Shannon took the spotlight, too.
Nobody wants to do that with Skip.
It's not even about being disrespected. What it is he controls so much. He's just
like
a dictator on
the show.
You're
trying to be an A. Like, Stephen A lets people come on the show, and I won't say it's fair ground. It's still Stephen A's show. But Stephen A gives them a platform more so like, Skip, just take over.
I got more info. So the chat is saying, let me put this on screen, that Sherman is only going to be there for football, and Skip is basically going to do what Stephen A. doing with
it's
the rotation.
It's
going to
be the Skip Bayless show.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So. And no one wants to see that. Not in 2023.
Yeah, that's going to be off TV in 2 years.
I agree.
It's hard to,
especially if Shannon goes to ESPN.
It'll get them through the NFL season.
It's hard to get chemistry that way. And
people don't fuck with Skip Bayless like that.
They don't. You want something that's consistent. As a viewer.
And the thing is that we already know how Skip feels about the other sports, and including football. He loves the Cowboys. He's always going to cape for them. You know he's going to talk shit about LeBron no matter how great he is. You know that he's always going to pick the sorry, small white guy that's supposed to be underrated and say he's the greatest. And then in a year or two, they out the league and he's still fucking caping for him. Like how he's doing with my nigga that who went to the Rams?
Johnny Manziel.
Johnny Manziel, no, but
Baker.
Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. No, Baker's out the league, bro. Shannon Ben told you. And you still trying to say, oh, he's the greatest quarterback. Get the fuck out of here.
The only shows I watch on FS1 is First Things First and
Colin.
Speak. Oh, and Colin, okay. Too. I watch Speak because of Joy Taylor.
I think people would stick around if he had a worthy adversary. He just don't have it. Like Stephen A. Smith or Shannon Sharpe. Like he, I don't feel like that he's willing to share the stage that much with somebody like that again.
Well, he always make the funny thing is anytime Skip works with somebody, they get like as big or bigger than him.
He always
quit
chance.
They lift. Yeah. They leave.
Hanley. Teague Hanley. You got to tell me how to say this.
Teague Hanley.
Teague Hanley. Okay, cool. Justin, Frames fan stopping by to show some love and learn myself a thing or two about sports. What's everyone's favorite football movie? Go Sports, #.
Any Given Sunday. Love that fucking movie.
That's good. That's
good. Love that movie. I'm going to do a random one. I'm going to do Friday Night Lights.
That's a good one too.
That scene with Preach is almost as good as the scene with
I can't play football no more.
Nah, that was sad. That's one of the saddest moments in a football movie. But Priest, when he was like, they put their socks on the same way we do. Hey, he was talking shit.
For me, it's The Program.
That was really
old ass nigga
what
shit.
I don't even know what that movie is.
Omar Epps was on there.
He might as well said the motherfucking longest yard.
I'll take Above the Rim.
Football movie.
Yeah, football.
Oh, they said football? Yeah. Oh, shit.
The Program, fuck. I'm telling you.
Damn.
Mine is Radio.
That's funny. That's funny. Motherfucker right there.
Damn.
Shout quarterback.
Yeah, I can't remember, man.
I'm scared. Remember the Titans.
I know you're just going to say that. That was a default for anybody.
Hey, Denzel, you, baby.
They shot that in my where I live.
He already what you already said.
Radio for real?
Radio.
No, he said the Replacements.
Nah.
Dang, I can't think. I'm trying to see.
Giants.
So look, why you think, let's go Water around, let's give him an extra one. Let's give him a basketball one. For me, oh, damn, I forgot just that quick.
Was it Coach Carter?
No, the one that had Shaq and Penny, that had Nick Nolte.
Blue Chips.
Blue Chips.
Yeah. Blue Chips.
I love that movie.
Oh, first of all, I'm going with like Mike.
Oh, my God.
A butter rim.
Above the
rim. I went above the rim.
Above the rim's hard.
Oh, no, actually, I would go with White Man Can't Jump. That's the best basketball movie.
Damn, bro, we done gave two movies. You can't even get one? Damn,
all right, bro. Keep looking. Green Beans. Vince.
Draft Day.
I like baseball, first of all.
No, Draft Day was
right. Goofy I like that.
You ain't like that?
Nah.
It was good.
Vince Wilfork and Brandon Spice with Cuz Brady out back in the day. Charles Haley with Cuz out Steve Young and Troy Aikman. That situation ain't new or different.
Thank you.
Drink more water. Diz could also be trying to light a fire for Dak. KG was a guy that would talk to teammates like that to fire them up. This is football, guys. I'm going to work to make sure I read this.
Trayvon Diggs and KG, first and foremost.
Nah, you can't do that now in the day and age of mental health.
Oh,
these
stop.
Guys now, they can't
stop,
take it.
Bro.
You got
to be joking. That can't be able to take
he
that,
is
bro.
Joking. He is not serious.
That, these guys can't take that kind of stuff.
Stop.
Come on, man. Nah, ain't nobody going to be talking to these dudes like that, though.
Nick, you saying safeties aren't anything isn't true. Teams are using three safeties on the field way more often to combat spread offense than the RPO.
Yeah, Carolina.
Oh, is that what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl?
No, they will be this year.
They got to this
Carolina
year.
Carolina does with what's his name?
With that, what was Carolina's record last year?
Three safeties, 10. Like a hybrid linebacker safety.
Yeah, that's what he is. And the Eagles gonna do it with Kelly Ringo.
Safeties
don't talking about doing it.
Who?
Brown.
Kelly who?
Ringo.
From Georgia.
Mm-hmm. They talking about bringing them.
Safeties are useless. Pay the running backs.
I seen that nigga carrying four niggas' pads today. He ain't gonna be starting the safety for the Eagles.
No, he ain't gonna start the safety. He's not starting, but they gonna have him in a hybrid role.
They gonna have him on the bench.
Right. He gonna play, man.
Josh Bro, Sauce easily best cornerback in the game, soon to be ever.
Nah, he's still Deion.
He number one for a reason, FIFA.
He's still Deion. He's not gonna be the best cornerback ever.
How many rings Deion got? He got three.
Shit,
you're great.
Deion and Revis.
Does he have three?
He's not gonna get there. That's a tough level to get to.
Yeah.
Especially in today's NFL.
He's the next best corner in the league, so I think he's going. If he gets one ring, he's up there with what?
Facts.
Well, he's not gonna get a ring there unless he leave. But
he's never
still. Yeah, he's not gonna get no ring there.
He's getting. He fucking gonna get a ring this year. Stop. AFC Championship game, Bengals Jets.
Oh, wow.
What y'all think of the great battle in Alabama?
It was
fun. We're actually going to do we didn't get a chance to talk about it because it happened while we were recording as the Mike Stone. We're actually going to record an emergency pod tomorrow about it before Danny Hip Hop stuff. So, yeah, if you haven't heard of it, it's the Mike Stone, make sure you guys tune into that. You'll hear all of our thoughts on that. But if you guys got anything to share.
I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. You got to break down and analyze the film.
Bruh. All the angles is so crazy. You know, I was talking to one of my people today. Like, imagine, like, these type of things that happen that nobody ever saw because they didn't have camera phones. Because I'm pretty sure this is not the first time some shit like this happened. But the fact that we have all these angles, bro, we got to talk about it.
Yeah. All I will say is, they've been waiting for a moment like this for a long time. Mm-hmm. So,
the hat throw said it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The Bobby Shmurda, bro. Mm-hmm.
So,
Stephen A. Spliff, there was a convo on this on Twitter to rank the best football theme between CBS, Fox, Monday Night Football, and Sunday Night Football. Which do y'all pick?
But what say that again?
Best football thing between CBS, Fox, Monday Night Football, and Sunday Night Football.
First for me is that mid-afternoon game on, what is it, 425 game on Fox. The Troy Aikman and
it's because it's normally
the
Cowboys.
They're not there no more, bro.
Yeah, that's right. To me, Monday Night Football, hands down.
For me, it's Fox and then Sunday Night Football.
It's damn. As far as theme song?
Mm-hmm. Nah, they're talking about just the overall presentation.
Oh, the overall theme?
Oh, I thought they were talking about theme song.
I was going to go with Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, Fox. Because Carrie Underwood, damn near, she had a couple of them motherfuckers. You get hyped for that Sunday night.
You get excited, boy.
That white woman. Yeah, that one white woman know how to get a nigga riled up, boy. But Monday Night Football is just classic.
Like, mine is Fox.
To me, it's Monday night, then Sunday night, then Fox.
Yeah. Fox has his own thing.
All of it's good, man. I saw them playing them back to back one time. I was like, dang, we got some dope.
Them composers behind that.
Best one ever, though, to me, is that NBC Sunday NBA. Like when Jordan used to play the NBA.
Oh, yeah, that Sunday game. Yeah.
That was fire. You knew greatness. Like this when they killed the Knicks, nigga, when that came on.
Chill out, bro.
You knew it. You know, he was gonna kill the Knicks.
That's when he got dunked on by Starks.
Man, bro, that shit.
That nigga still. He talking about he could get his dick sucked in New York to this day off that story alone.
Antoine 721 with the Lamar will be top three by season's end. Yes or no?
Yes.
If he stays healthy.
Yes. Yeah, he gotta stay healthy, man. Absolutely. He threw 4 interceptions in practice. I mean, I know it don't mean much, but still, that's crazy, man.
I don't know why you saying it then. Why if it don't mean much?
Because they saying. He's not having the same practice. Thing about
Hurts.
He got two haters on the stage.
They said the same thing about Hurts.
Well, you the biggest one?
When? I support most motherfuckers on here.
I said he threw 3 interceptions in practice.
No.
Josh Bros, I heard that Chris Stapps to M comparison can. That was foul. Big love to y'all. Can't wait for football season. Thanks. Josh Bros, again, first thing first is a great show. They have perfect chemistry. Broussard reminds me of FIFO in the best way possible. They're both subtle, hilarious.
He's high yellow, that's what I said.
It's the goofy white boy for me that I just can't.
You're like Wilds?
No, Wilds, man.
Wilds is funny, bro.
Man.
He too out there for me.
Yeah.
He's a corny white dude.
He gets in the way.
What time that come on?
It come on at 3 o'clock.
Is it on when Get Up is on?
Hell no.
You watch Get Up?
Yeah, I watch Get Up.
I do too. Lou old as hell, kid.
I listen to Get Up.
He take a nap and then he wake up at PTI.
He ain't lying, though.
Nah, it come on at 3 o'clock.
I definitely watch Get Up.
I listen to it.
I like Greeny.
I do too. I listen to Get Up.
Yeah. I used to like Max, Keyshawn, and Jay Will.
I never liked that show.
Yeah, they was entertaining enough for me.
I like Keyshawn.
It was great when Chris Carter was on there because he was cussing Nick Wright out.
Hey, he used to cuss Nick Wright out. It was to the point where I felt bad for Nick. Bro.
I know, man.
That's why I'm happy he got the host of that because he had to stick it out. He went through hell. Chris Carter took him to hell.
Chris Carter.
He was
did,
like, see,
man.
This is why you don't know. He would call this nigga. I'm like, bro, it's your co-host. Had a nigga shook to talk about any stats.
Made him grow his hair out and marry a black woman.
Credibility.
We're going to get – damn, season ain't even started. We're about to get kicked off. Jordan House, that man swung the chair like Riley off the Boondocks. And next time they say black people can't swim, show them that. That black man couldn't swim. He just learned that day. He just needed to get to help his old boy.
You're going
to
learn today. That was it.
Endurance he had, man, to get over there swimming.
And the last one, the Lamar picks were 3rd and long drills. Relax.
Oh, they were? Oh, okay.
But see, look, we got the hater report. We want to do that every night before you show them.
No, I saw it on ESPN today. I didn't even see it or see nothing really.
I hate when motherfuckers be showing mistakes in practice. Like, okay.
That's what practice is
That's
for,
the whole
bro.
Point of practice.
Yeah, that's what we have. Yeah.
In a new system.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was it, though. Those were all the super chats. We thank you guys. And we are back 9 p.m. every Tuesday. Make sure you guys let everyone know. And we're working on some new things for the season. I think you guys will like them.
Yes.
So, anything else before we get out of here?
Glad to be back.
Mm-hmm. Here we are.
All right. Well, we'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.